It's the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy Show, making healthy living fun for everyone.
I want to congratulate you on your show. It's really great.
Well, thank you. That's great to hear.
And I actually have your book, You Can't Lose Weight Alone. I love it.
You guys are excellent. I check you guys out every week.
I love your show. And every week I learn something new, so I think it's great.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Join Dr. Fitness.
No, it's no longer a six-pack. No, it's the eight-pack and the 12-pack.
And the Fat Guy.
Or what I have, the pony keg.
They deliver the skinny. On Getting Skinny.
Elizabeth Gordon in the studio. No Dr. Fitness. What is this about? What'd you do to Dr. Fitness?
I offed him.
Got rid of him. We had to get rid of him.
He was getting in the way. It was time for him to go.
I threatened this many times to get rid of him, and the day is finally here.
So. Well, I'm flattered that I got to fill in.
Yes.
And I'm glad that I didn't have to have to fill in as the fat girl.
Yes, that would have been dramatic. But just so the listeners know, Dr. Fitness is having a small family emergency, and he couldn't make it. And today we have a substitute, which is Elizabeth Gordon. She is the author of The Chic Entrepreneur, and she goes around town, around the country, around the world.
Around the world.
Spreading the gospel of chic entrepreneurism.
Absolutely. Helping women start their own business and really take charge of their career and their life.
And how's that going? How are the women doing?
Terrific. I just started a new program called the Chic Circle, where we're bringing women together to talk more about business and how to take it to the next level and really elevate, put it in higher heels, wow, as I like to say.
There you go. Now, when you were deciding what to name this, did you think of other shapes or you just went strong with circle? How did you come up with that?
Well, women are really all about connecting.
Connecting.
And yes, it's bringing them together and creating those powerful bonds. So, no, I didn't triangle.
Didn't work.
You know, right.
It sounded too aggressive. So, circle.
Rhombus.
Trapezoid. That's good. And
maybe we'll try and shape it in some other shapes.
You never know.
As we go.
Now, how are the women looking in the chic world?
They look good.
When you're saying good, are you saying in shape?
I am saying in shape. It's funny because when I go out and speak, it's always so exciting to see that people actually dress up because they feel like,
well,
whoa,
they
I'm
have to. It's
seeing the chic entrepreneur.
And it's a lot of pressure on you.
It is.
You have to be chic all the time.
It is. But I've managed to handle that stress and come out with some exciting new looks each and every time. But the
sweats?
Women, not yet. I haven't tried that one yet. But I have found that most women that are in the business world and are real high achievers,
right,
have a lot of awareness about health and fitness as well. It seems like, the two sort of go hand in hand.
Yeah, it's like we talk to a lot of dietitians and nutritionists, and they're never fat.
Right.
You know?
Because, like, if you're going to really spend all that time
you better
studying
look the part.
Up.
You got to look the part.
Exactly. Right.
Now, is that something that in business, is there benefits, do you think, to being
in
shape?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you think that you're perceived better or
well,
more
I think
credible?
You come across as a person that, obviously understands discipline and,
right,
carries certain values with you as far as being somebody who's healthy and in shape. And it's more trustworthy, right? I mean, who wants to entrust their business with someone you think, could drop dead of a heart attack
well,
every day?
You are talking to the fat guy, so I don't know if I should take that personally or not. But
you look okay, Lee. I think you'll make it another week. So
thanks. So now when you have a woman that comes to you, does she care, like is this part of the
it's funny
the
one of my clients we spent about a year revamping her entire marketing strategy and did some new branding and came up with a full strategic marketing plan, and that's the kind of work I do with my clients. And
right,
it was funny, at the end of it she was so pumped up about her business results, she went and joined Jenny Craig and lost 15 pounds, and now she is just like rocking and rolling
right,
like never before. So I find that when people get excited about their business success, it tends to inspire them to tackle other challenges in their life because they really are like, I'm unstoppable. I can do anything.
Now, in your book, The Chic Entrepreneur, did you go into this at all? Fitness, health, how you look?
Yeah, I did. I talked a little bit about it. I mean, we all obviously have our own shapes and sizes, and it's not about trying to be perfect or conform to any set standard of beauty. It's about finding the best within yourself.
That sounds like a cop out.
Whatever that is for you, I mean, it's succeeding in your own style.
What if my style is 500 pounds?
But is that the best you that you have to bring to the table?
You know, in my mind, it is.
It's about digging down and, you know, challenging yourself to be your best self. And I think, you know, whatever health and fitness goals go along with that, it's definitely part of your overall success because it's holistic success.
Right. And do you exercise at all? You
seem like you're in shape. I do. I've been working out since I was like 13, and I played sports and high school. I run a couple days a week.
What sports did you play?
I played tennis, and I also did track.
Really? Track? Yeah. What, hurdles?
No, the shot put, actually. Yeah, they had me throwing. No, I started exercising and lifting weights when I was kind of young. And
shot put?
Yeah, I used to work out with the guys, and the track coach came in one day from the weight room and recruited me.
Compliment.
I know.
If you're the shot put chick.
Yeah, it might not have been, Lee, but before we drag up all of my painful adolescent memories.
That's kind of funny. I've got this image in my head with you with a shot put in your chin.
Yeah, I know. Neck. It's a different look for me.
Yeah. So did you have your own shot put in a little pink bag?
No, I didn't go that far.
Yeah, designer shot put?
Maybe if I had, you know, gone further in my athletic track career, I would have invested in such chic equipment.
I think there's a market there. Now,
but I do like to work out, and I think it's a real important part of a balanced.
Do you do it for
life.
Stress, or it makes you feel better, or is it
all
like
of
for
the
looks,
above?
Or you know,
there's so many benefits to exercise and to eating right as well. I mean,
you do that too. Let's not get carried away. You do both.
I do.
Do you eat right?
I do eat right.
No fast food.
I don't
You're
eat
super
fast
busy.
Food. No, I don't eat fast food. I don't like fast food. I do like try and do mini meals, and you know, I've read a lot about health and fitness,
so what resonates with you? Little meals.
Yeah, I like little meals.
And then, how do you keep track of it?
I don't. That's my downfall.
But you don't have
accountability. No.
So you just know when to stop eating.
Yeah, I guess
so. How do you
so.
Have that self discipline? That's amazing. What do you do? You recently were with your family, right?
Yes.
So that's a big eating opportunity. How'd that go?
Yeah, well, the holidays, I think, are a challenge for everyone. Absolutely. I think I did pack on a couple. I got home, I said I think I ate a Christmas cookie too many.
Do you have clothes that tell you that you've maybe gained some weight?
Yeah, between the clothes and the scale and the boyfriend, the message comes through that.
So you have a boyfriend
you're carrying a couple extra.
So your boyfriend
might
will mention
look
that
into
to
that.
You?
No, he will.
No.
Oh, totally.
A boyfriend will tell you.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, you gained a little weight. So can you say that back to him? Is he Mr.
Yeah.
Shape?
Yeah.
You can say,
dude. Oh, no, he can. He takes it just as well as he dishes his ass.
So he's not fat?
No, so he's tall and thin.
Okay.
He has a pretty
And you would tell him, dude, stop eating.
Right.
You would say that to him.
Yes.
And you've said that in the past.
Well, no, it's usually not necessary. I think we both kind of hit our own upward barrier, and
right.
you become and you say, wait a second, this isn't what I look like. I need to go back down
right.
and refine my shape. So I definitely don't stay at the same weight all year round,
right.
but I hit my upward limit for myself.
Is it a number or is it a like how
it's
you
just
look?
A feel, I think.
Yeah.
The
Do you feel tired or
important.
You're still young, so your body's not breaking down yet?
No, but you can tell a difference
what
in
about
your energy
getting
level.
Up?
Absolutely.
The aches and pains getting up, is that happening yet?
No, I don't have the aches and pains yet. That's I can
don't
look
worry.
Forward
yeah.
to. Is sure, that coming? Sure, just sure. around the bend?
Knees getting up out of cars. Cold weather, none of that.
No,
good for you.
No,
don't worry. Soon.
Soon.
Well,
all right.
If you were my weight, then it would be sooner. Now, I want to mention we have this offer on the website for Trainio. Are you familiar with Trainio? It's one of those
no.
online keep track of stuff things.
Right. So this would be the accountability
yes,
piece
exactly.
that's sort of
might
missing
be,
from
check
my
this out.
Regimen. Right. Yeah. Tell me about Trainio.
Trainio is one of the leaders in this space. And they started out, I think, doing the guy was a marathon guy. So he wanted to keep track of that. And I think that Trainio was used for the New York City Marathon as the official keep tracker.
Wow.
Training
so it's used by the best.
Yes. No, this is like the real thing. And so they're offering to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy listeners the premium Trainio package. You can go to our Facebook page and sign up there. I think we have about a handful left. They gave us like...
Is that an official count? Official,
well, it's changing by the minute, so it's hard for me to keep track. But there's a handful of premium Trainio memberships available to our listeners. All you have to do is go to our Facebook page and sign up for it.
Wow, what a deal.
Yes, you got to love that.
That's
maybe
awesome.
Maybe you should do that.
Yeah, I am.
Just run out right now. John, are you doing that right now? Are you signing up for Trainio? Yes, thanks. Okay, so we got an exciting show today. Theoretically, this is the thing about our show. We never know who's going to really call. Like, we think they're going to call.
There's a surprise factor.
We don't like to mention who the guests are in case they don't call. So we might have to fill that. But have you ever done any, like, big fitness event, like train for a marathon or 5K or anything like that?
I haven't. And it's something that, because I...
You don't have a desire to run a marathon? Or
I've tried, and then my body sort of...
Said you've had it.
Yeah, so I've started training for a marathon, I think, twice, and then been... sort of sidelined with injuries.
Oh,
so
really?
I have not yet been able to.
What kind of injuries? Knees?
Yeah. One was a knee, one was an ankle.
Oh,
one time.
From overtraining?
Yeah.
Did you try to do it on your own, or you hired someone?
I tried to do it on my own, and I probably should have consulted with a pro.
Yes.
Or gotten some more expert advice rather than, yeah.
So several
of my clients actually have run a couple of marathons.
Yeah,
I think these, like, a lot of these high-powered business women,
they like that.
They love that. They love the challenge.
Or maybe they're just sick of their family and they want to get away.
That
every,
could
you know,
be
few
it
hours.
As well. It's a great
escape. It takes
escape.
A lot of time, marathon running.
Oh,
that's
does.
That's not like a, you know, a half an hour.
I know. No, that's like a full
it's a commitment.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, playing a round of golf.
I know, but... Guys do that just to get away from their family.
Well, that's, who knows?
No, that's why.
Oh, okay.
It's common knowledge.
Right. It's common knowledge.
And that's why
now.
Training for a marathon is the same thing as golf. But women do it now.
I see.
Female
counterpart
of golf.
Of golf.
What else can they do? You can't. What are they going to go shopping? That's so passe.
Right.
Now, do you have any dreams of that? Like, I'm going to run the Boston Marathon, or I'm going to run a triathlon or something?
Not right now. When my dad turned, I guess, 50, he did a big bicycle race that was like 50 miles on some big mountain trail, really difficult, like nobody ever finishes kind of thing, or, you know, like half the people drop out. And so that was sort of his, like, a midlife crisis tackle an athletic event. So I think I might do that, but, you know, I'm waiting until I hit my midlife crisis to go through
not that.
That
event, but just some event like
that. Something like that.
Now,
do we have a guest?
We're getting close to the guest, maybe. Now, do you have any tips for women out there that are thinking about starting a fitness? Do you have any thoughts on that, about if they're trying to, they're busy with their work, how to incorporate fitness into their life?
I think it's all about the schedule, and I'm actually working on some stuff for a new project called the Chic Schedule. But, I mean, that's the key to accomplishing anything, is really building it into your schedule on a regular basis and making it something that's fun and you're going to look forward to in your schedule.
And we like to call it a non-negotiable priority.
Exactly.
You could use that as part of your Chic Schedule.
Wow, thanks.
You're welcome. So I think we have a first guest.
All right, is Corey Fletchner of Yoga Works is our first guest today. Corey has a couple of DVDs out from Lionsgate, Yoga Works, Body Slim, and a Beginner's AMPM. And I can't wait to hear more about what Corey's got going on. Welcome to the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy radio show, Corey Fletchner.
Hey. Hi, how are you doing?
How you doing, Corey?
Hi, great to meet you guys.
Hey, we're excited to have you here.
Thank you.
So you've been...
You're excited about our DVDs, huh?
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about them.
Well, these are the first set of DVDs that Yoga Works is coming out with, and Yoga Works is just a really high-respected, prominent yoga studio and yoga school in the yoga community. And we have locations and studios on the West Coast and the East Coast, but this is our way of being able to come into to people's homes all over the world. What's really important to Yoga Works is to be able to make yoga accessible to everybody. And so I'm really excited about these DVDs because I feel like it does that.
Now, do you ever find that when people are doing yoga, they occasionally fall asleep?
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
Do you ever find that when people are doing yoga, they occasionally fall asleep?
I guarantee you won't fall asleep during these DVDs. People sometimes will fall asleep at the very end of the class. There's a pose that we call Shavasana, and people might kind of take a snooze or two there, but certainly during the activity of yoga, the DVDs and the practice keep you pretty engaged.
That's funny. It is a very relaxing workout, and I know I've dozed off at the end in the past because it takes a lot out of you. I know as a beginners are sometimes intimidated by yoga. I mean, like just with all the different positions, and they have these funny names, and it requires a lot of flexibility. What are some of your tips for beginners that are just trying out a yoga workout?
Well, certainly I love these DVDs for beginners because it makes them feel a little bit safer. They don't have to go into an environment with a bunch of other people, so they can put their bodies in these funny little positions without really worrying about other people. and also, what's nice with the DVDs is that they really are very instructional. Yoga Works teachers are very clear in the way that we give instructions, so that somebody who's a beginner has is able to follow the instructions. So I think that makes people feel a little bit safer, more taken care of. And so for beginners, I think the biggest thing I really hear a lot of beginners say is that they can't do yoga because they're not flexible. And certainly with the advertisements that we see from, I think, anywhere from insurance ads to toothpaste ads, they show sort of the most flexible people doing yoga, and that's really not it. Yoga is to help make people more flexible. So if somebody isn't flexible, then I would say that yoga is definitely for them.
Now, do you recommend that if a person is going to take a class at some point that they get a DVD to kind of learn a little bit about it?
You know, I think that for somebody who's never been, it might make them feel a little bit more comfortable walking into the environment because then maybe they'll just hear some of the languaging and they'll have done the moves a little bit before on their own. And so I think that it would make somebody feel a lot more comfortable if they had the DVDs before. And then also the DVDs are just a great supplement. I heard you talking before I came on about how important it is to keep things scheduled in your life as important and that fitness be a part of that. And certainly the DVDs will help people do that so that if they can't make it to the studio, if they can't make that time commitment to drive there, to park, go in, take the class, all of the time it takes to get through the whole process, that the DVDs certainly will help people be able to make it into their schedule on a regular basis.
Now, I've heard different things about whether or not yoga is good for weight loss, because some people say, oh, it's great, and they swear by it, but other fitness experts have said, well, yoga isn't really the best thing for weight loss, even though it's great for your body. What are your thoughts on using yoga as, a means of losing weight?
Well, I think there's so many different styles of yoga, so certainly a restorative kind of relaxing yoga might not create the heat and burn the calories that maybe some of the stronger practices would. For instance, with our DVDs, we've got the Body Slim and the Fit Abs, and I guarantee that those will definitely help people sweat. they certainly use interval training as a part of the yoga workout, so it kind of blends a few concepts. And so the heat will certainly in those particular styles. But I think overall the best way that yoga works with weight loss is that it helps reduce stress. And I know one of the reasons why so many people overeat and is because they're so stressed. And so yoga does definitely help reduce people's stress so that maybe they'll make more conscious choices.
Now, can you share for the listener let's take the Body Slim, like what are the components of that? Is it just one session of yoga, or how is it broken out?
There is a full session, a 40-minute session of yoga, and that particular one goes through different intervals. So there'll be times where you'll be holding a pose for a longer period of time, which will create a slow burn in the pose and build the heat that way. And then other times we'll be flowing and moving through a series of postures at a quicker pace that actually will help get the heart rate up as well, so the cardio component. In addition, on that one, there's also a 10-minute segment that has some abdominal work that you can do. And then each of these breaks down some of the poses in there so that if you're not getting it through the flow of the DVD, you have a chance to kind of stop and break it down to help understand, you know, where your body's exactly supposed to be going. So, and then in all of the DVDs, there's someone modifying the poses so that if you feel like it's a bit of a big pose for you that day, there's somebody in the DVDs there that's showing you how to make it a little accessible. So that's kind of a nice feature as well.
Now, you have the AM, PM one as well. So what's your take on whether, you know, should people be doing yoga or working out in the morning and the evening? What works best? A little bit of both. Tell us about that.
A little bit of both. So the AM, PM, basically, you know, in the morning, most people would want sort of a little bit more of a wake-up session, something that builds energy to help them move through their day. And the type of energy that yoga builds is a little bit calmer than you might get if you were to go do a more intense workout. So you feel energized, but there's like, you feel a little more grounded and centered. And then at the end of the day, certainly it's really, the yoga that we would practice is a little bit more gentle, slower, to help kind of release the stress of the day and get you ready to have a night's sleep. So there's just different ways that the yoga can be approached and different ways to practice it in order to support both of those intentions.
Now, how often should a person be doing these DVDs? Is it a couple times a week or every day?
Well, yoga is really designed to be done every day, but honestly, I would say as when you can do it. So if someone can do it once a week, well, that is certainly better than never doing it at all. If someone can fit it in a schedule realistically every day, then I would definitely recommend that.
How often do you do it, Corey?
You'll see on these DVDs that there aren't always big full sessions. You get a few. You get like a 40-minute session. You get a 10-minute session. So yoga doesn't always mean a huge like hour time commitment. Sometimes it really is enough just to have 10, 15 minutes here or there just to move in your body.
Now, how often do you do it?
I do it every day.
And do you do stuff at home, like, or using DVDs, or do you like to go to a gym? What works for you?
I do both. You know, as a teacher, it's really nice to go take another teacher's class so that I can hear new ways of saying it and kind of, you know, experience things a lot differently than my limited knowledge has. And then other days, it's really nice for me just to practice on my own where I just kind of intuitively move my body and do what I kind of need. So if I need more strengthening that day or if it's more calming, I can kind of take care of myself and do what I want to do that day. So my practice looks pretty different every single day just according to what I might need.
Now, before you got into yoga, what fitness things did you do?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Before you got into yoga, what did you do?
Gosh, I can't even remember that. I've been doing yoga for 14 years. Are you talking about just from the fitness level?
Yeah.
You know, currently, I love to run. So the two practices I have is I run and just love that, and I do yoga. And I've been doing that probably for about 10 years. I've been running all that time. So I used to work at it a little bit more. Now I don't really go into a gym anymore.
So do you go to, you work in a yoga studio, right? That's your gym now?
Yeah, exactly. I go into the studio and that's my gym, which is pretty nice. It's just a nice open space.
Well, Corey, we really appreciate you coming on the show. Is there a website that our listeners can go to learn more about what you guys are doing?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to YogaWorks website. So it's YogaWorks, YogaWorks.com. And on there you can certainly learn all about YogaWorks and who we are, but there's also a section on there that you can click for the YogaWorks DVDs. But the DVDs are available anywhere DVDs are sold. So but to learn more about YogaWorks, that's a great resource.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, this was
great. You're welcome. It's great to meet you guys. Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, Corey.
Bye-bye.
Yoga. You like yoga?
I've it's funny because I've done just what she was talking about. Like, I got interested because everybody talks about, oh, right. yoga, you got to get into right. the yoga. So about 10 years ago, I bought a DVD on it, tried it out in the living room. And, you know, they're talking about downward dog and, you know, all these funny names. And I was so confused, and I was glad that I bought the DVD before going to a class, because otherwise I would have just made a, you know, idiot of myself.
So you recommend that?
Yeah. I think it's a good way to get comfortable with it.
Now you can do all the poses?
And yeah, and now I can show up at a real class and
not
yeah,
look
and
like an idiot.
Exactly. Awesome. So yeah, I do like it. I probably do it once a week or so.
Oh, really? So that's part of your...
It's fitness. Part of my regime, yes.
Nice.
On a good week. All right. We've got our next guest on the line, Carla Walsh of Ohio State University.
Iowa State.
Oh,
down the road.
That was terrible. Iowa State. Carla is going to give us a health news quiz. Hey, Carla. How's it going?
Good. How are you guys?
Great.
Well, it's great to be here with you guys today.
So what have you been up to, Carla? How's our Facebook presence coming along?
It's doing fabulous, if I do say so myself.
Are you meeting any interesting people out there in the Facebook world?
Oh, there are tons of interesting people, and people are being more active, and it's very exciting to see everybody kind of talking to each other and talking to you guys about what they think of the show and health news, and it's just really interesting to see it grow.
Have you gotten your Trainio, free Trainio premium thing yet?
I haven't lined it up yet, but my sister signed up. She was one of the people who commented, and she already made me her accountability person. So it should be exciting to see how it goes.
Yeah, we still got a handful of those left.
Yes. Grab them while you can.
So what do you got in store for us, Carla?
Okay, well, I was thinking that you guys always do the questions, so I thought I would kind of flip the script and pose a few questions to you guys about health news and recent findings that I've been discovering for my blog and for the Facebook page.
All right. Fire away. You know, Elizabeth, right. Are you familiar with Elizabeth
Gordon? Go easy on me here because I am no Dr. Fitness.
Right. And she's chic, so you can ask chic questions to her. She's the chic entrepreneur.
Okay. Well, I've got like a Hollywood-based question in here, so...
Okay.
We'll give it a go. And winner gets bragging rights on the Facebook page. So,
all right, go ahead.
Here
nice.
We go.
Game on.
How long can flu germs live on everyday items like your cell phone or the grocery store pen, according to Health Magazine?
What kind of germs?
Flu germs, like the flu virus.
The flu.
Interesting. Flu virus germs.
I don't know. A couple hours?
I say...
2 hours.
13 hours and 12 minutes.
They say it's 8 hours, but some experts say it can last as long as 2 days.
So I get that one.
How do you get that,
you get that one?
I was closest to the pin.
That's good. You were close. And they say that the best way is to just make sure that you wash your hands for about 20 seconds before you touch your face. And, like, after you go to the bathroom and before and after you cook.
What about hand sanitizer? Does that
I have Purell in front of me. Does Purell work?
I hear that works just as good. If you're in a pinch, you just have to make sure that you rub it in all the way because some of the friction helps.
Yes, the friction is the key to hand washing.
Oh, really?
Not the soap.
Don't
That's
just...
a myth. It's the friction.
Yeah, it's
interesting.
Well, you get one. Okay.
All right, he's up
nice.
One.
A study in medicine and science in sports and exercise found that strength training for how many minutes, 3 times each week for 6 months, burns an extra 75 calories compared to people who don't strength train.
75? You got to be kidding me. Does that even count?
Yes.
That's not that many calories. 75. It's like a cookie.
Hey, that's like half a Twinkie, Lee.
I know. Like, why even bother? How many minutes to burn 75 calories? Is that the question?
And you have to do this...
Every day?
Twice a week for 6 months?
Well, this like boosts your metabolism enough so that you burn an extra 75 calories.
So it can't be that many minutes.
I think it's a considerable amount.
I think like 10 minutes of strength training. It's got to give
30 minutes.
It's 11 minutes. So it's a tie game.
I think I'm claiming that one.
She wins that one.
And several people have said that experts have said that just an additional 100 calories a day can add like 10 pounds a year. So you, I mean, minor differences can make a big difference in your health if you're
small
trying
steps.
To maintain.
So 10 minutes of strength, 11 minutes of strength training, twice
three
a
times
week,
a week,
3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
Then you
six
can.
Months.
Wow.
That does really make it seem very
it seems
accessible.
Doable. What,
like,
what are they saying?
That's pretty easy.
Yeah. How are they defining strength training? Is
no, I'm not sure. They were a little unclear about that. But
is it
do
like,
you have to use actual weights
exactly.
or like the Nerf weights?
Right. Does, you know, lifting a beer to your lips, is that a count?
Are those bicep curls? Hmm.
Yeah, clicking the buttons on the remote, maybe. No. I'm thinking it's probably the traditional, like, the 8 major muscle group, one exercise each. Or
yeah, but you'll never
like
do that.
That
in 10 minutes. You can never get that done. 10
That's
minutes
true.
Is like two exercises.
Yeah.
I don't know. We need
well,
a little
you have
more.
To be quick about it, I guess.
You got to be fast.
Use your minutes wisely.
Right. Or maybe it's playing the Wii. You could do 10 minutes on the Wii.
That's true.
Right. Is that strength training, though?
The Wii Fit? I don't know. Is it? Is it like push-ups? That's strength
if you're
training.
Right. Like use your own body weight, like squats and
yeah.
things like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. If, I don't know if that counts. If only Dr. Fitness were here.
This is why we need him occasionally. Occasionally we need him for these kind of things. All right, Carla.
Okay, let's break the tie.
Okay, good.
All right.
Okay, for a bit of Hollywood health-related trivia, you've probably heard that former KFC spokesperson Jason Alexander, the guy who used to play George Costanza on Seinfeld,
yes.
is the new Jenny Craig spokesperson.
I did True. Hear that.
True. Is that so I get a point?
We both win. Name. I do that too.
Can you name 3 other celebrities who have tried Jenny Craig?
Accounting myself?
Sure.
No, who's tried 3 Jenny Craig? Okay.
Yeah.
Easy one, Kirstie Alley.
Kirstie Alley.
Come on. Valerie Bertinelli.
Valerie Bertinelli.
Uh-huh.
And now the third one. This is the hard one. This is the money one. Come on.
Who can
one
get it
more.
First?
Jenny Craig, that's a chick one. Who was a fat chick and is now probably still fat because Kirstie Alley gained all her weight back.
Right,
not all of them were fat.
She gained more just, than all. She's way ahead.
Looking to drop a few.
Oh man! I
is
can't
it? Give me a hint. We need it. We need
somebody.
A hint.
Let's see. One of them's a singer. One of them's the mom on the Cosby Show.
Isn't
oh Felicia
one of them
Rashad?
The Judds.
Yes. Very
the,
good.
The Judds?
She was one of the most recent ones.
Is she the
Did the Judds? Also, why not the Judd?
No, she was Ally, wasn't she?
Ally?
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, nice.
She, yeah.
That's the worst one. Who would
yeah,
do that?
Yeah, those are the, that's kind of gross as
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's
that
like
one.
Anybody does that.
And then to come out and say that
say
you've
done
it, it's like embarrassing.
Yeah.
And there were 3 other people.
There's
that
3 others that we're not thinking of?
Man.
Really?
Sarah Rue. She was like a redheaded actress from some comedies.
I don't know
Aretha
who that
Franklin.
Aretha. Who's that?
Aretha Franklin?
Aretha Franklin? You're kidding me. When was that? 1970?
I think it was just a few years ago, actually, but she wasn't as public about it. She wasn't like advertising for them.
Oh. So that's really tough, Carla, if they're not advertising.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
I'm
say,
not, like, checking up on Aretha right. and her eating.
You know, I'm going to have to go through her garbage, you know, to find this out.
She's eating Jenny Craig.
It is a little tough, but that's why we gave you several options.
All right.
Okay, so 2-1.
Yeah.
Scientists at my school, Iowa State University, found that adding what? Salads help diners absorb about 8 times as many antioxidants from leafy greens than eating the greens solo.
Balsamic vinegar.
Okay, that is incorrect. Do you have another guess?
Man.
Or Elizabeth?
Adding to the greens. Like olive oil?
Ooh, I will give it to you. Anything that has
man.
A little bit of fat.
Oh,
fat.
Fat.
Interesting.
The unlikely fat answer.
Wow, good. That was a trick question.
Healthy fat.
And that was a good plug
so probably
for your
like
school.
An avocado, too, huh?
Yes, a bit of avocado, they suggest, or maybe low fat instead of fat-free dressing. Anything with just like a little bit of olive oil or any kind of fat helps you absorb many more antioxidants.
Wow, nice. What about flaxseed? Does that count?
You know, I bet that has some fat in it. It wouldn't be a bad choice. You have that on your salad, Lee?
Sometimes I do, actually. I'm a big flaxseed, milled flaxseed. I put it in everything.
That sounds good.
I put it in my coffee.
Does it have a taste?
It's kind of nutty.
Okay.
I mean, it works on salad. It doesn't work on coffee.
Don't try this at all.
Don't try it on coffee. And tea, forget about it. Okay, what else you got, Carla? I know you got a bunch of these. You're a college student. You overachieve.
Yes, I have a ton.
You're an overachiever. I can tell. Good.
Hey. Okay, so if you're watching your calories and fat and you're headed to Starbucks, which menu item would be your best bet? So you have three
drip
choices.
Coffee. Drip coffee. Venti drip. That's what I get. No calories. Zero.
Zero. And a heck of a lot of caffeine.
That's
that
it.
That is great.
It's a win-win. Win-win.
And antioxidants. But say you're looking for a snack and you have three choices.
Food?
The blueberry scone.
Okay.
Well, that sounds dangerous. Yeah. That doesn't sound
That
like
blueberry's
a good
not
idea.
Gonna trick
right,
me.
Right, they
that's
trick
a,
you that's it's
like
a fruit.
An, that's like an SAT question. You're trying to woo us with that, but it's not gonna work.
Head fake.
Yeah. Go ahead.
A butter croissant with apricot glaze.
Well, that's see, then you could be tricking us the other way by saying butter
right,
first. So we think, that's bad.
Unhealthy.
That might be good. Go ahead.
All right.
Okay, and your final choice, a caramel apple bar. Which one has the least calories and fat?
Caramel apple bar. What is, I don't even know what that is. Is that like a caramel apple?
Yeah, is that like one of those?
Or is that like
is
a
it like
pastry?
A bar?
It's like a brownie type thing, but it's flavored like a caramel apple, like a dessert bar.
I'm going to go with the butter thing.
I'll go with the bar. I think the...
It is the bar.
Man,
that
Elizabeth.
One has 310 calories and 16 grams of fat, and the croissant is just barely behind that, 320 calories, 17 grams of fat.
Yeah.
That's still a lot of fat for a bar.
For a bar, that's not even worth it. That's like a meal.
If I'm eating that
calories.
Much fat, I want it to sound
better.
There's
got to be chocolate
right.
in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to
it
be
needs
a little
a name
careful.
Like brownie or...
Yeah. I'm not going with bar for 300 calories. Do better than that.
All right, but good to know. So that's our that's the sensible choice at Starbucks. Hmm.
Is that the best choice, or is that
no? I think that the best choice that they have, in my opinion, would be the oatmeal that you can customize. That seems like a really good idea. They give you like plain oatmeal, and then they give you packets of brown sugar or nuts or dried fruits that you could add.
Yes, I've gotten that before. It is. I would definitely call it. Halfway decent.
It sounds healthy.
That's a raving endorsement. Halfway decent. A fast food.
Good.
What do you expect of oatmeal? I mean
oatmeal's. I eat oatmeal almost every day.
Do you?
But I go to Trader Joe's and they have this steel cut frozen
fancy
glob
oatmeal.
Of oatmeal. This is my morning routine. You get this. It comes frozen in a ball.
Frozen?
In a ball. Put it in a bowl. Microwave it for 3 minutes. And then it turns into regular oatmeal. I then put in flaxseed, cinnamon, shaved almonds, and raisins.
Hmm. Wow, that
every
sounds
day.
Pretty good.
300 calories.
That's, your
that's my 300
calories.
300
calories start the day off right.
Boom. I'm not eating
plus
again until 4
that's
or 5
excellent.
O'clock. I'm full. That's it.
That sounds very healthy, Lee.
That does.
Except for you should still have lunch.
I just drink a lot of coffee through lunch. That's my weight loss strategy. It's not Dr. Fitness approved, but that's what I do.
Okay, so Spanish researchers recently discovered that what fruit juice or soft drink contains the most vitamin C?
Fruit juice and soft drink?
Or soft drink. They tested, you know, like they put Coca-Cola and pomegranate juice. And
vitamin C,
juice.
It's got to be orange juice. What would have more vitamin C than orange juice?
That's a trick. She's
I know,
to trick.
But
not
what,
juice.
It can't be Diet Coke.
No, Diet Coke and lemon? I mean, like, what soft drink even has juice in it? I don't understand the question.
It would just be fruit juice because the soft drinks don't have a lot of vitamin C, but they just tested them anyways.
Okay, well, they have a lot of sugar.
Just in case vitamin C started
sprouting. It's the government. They do some study. Somebody got paid to do a study.
What a waste.
Now, well, I'll tell you that you may not know that the sugar in juice and soda is almost identical.
Is it the same? Yes.
Right? And calories are almost identical.
So in that regard, fruit juice is the deceptive choice.
So the fruit juice that has the most vitamin C, I mean, is it one of those wacky fruits like pomegranate or a chai or a C or whatever that's pronounced?
No, it's a, I think it's acai, but it's not that. It's one of a, it's a pretty traditional fruit juice.
I don't know. Grapefruit
but
juice?
It's not orange.
Grapefruit.
Like
no.
Choice.
Do you have another guess?
Well, it can't be apple or pear. Those are too sugary.
It is apple.
Really?
Apple
I would
juice.
Never have guessed that. Apple's
get
like,
out of town.
Apple juice is like, you might as well drink sugar
it's
water.
It's totally sugar. Yes.
Yeah, I have no idea how they found it out, but it was in Prevention Magazine. It said that apple juice beat orange juice with 14 milligrams more vitamin C per ounce.
Wow, I would have never guessed that. I think apple juice is like the worst. I mean, that's like just sugar water.
Very good.
I love apples,
though.
I eat apples all the time. I love apples.
My brother loves apple juice.
But I won't drink apple juice. But I'll eat
apples. I like apples better, too.
Yeah.
All right. And from now on, we only want studies.
I love apples.
Yeah. We only want studies done by Iowa State University. Because everything else is suspect.
Yeah.
You know, this prevention magazine sounds a little shady.
I don't know about that, but let's have a tiebreaker. At my count, it's 3-3.
Really? You've been actually keeping track?
I've been trying to.
Okay, you're doing a great job. See, she's an overachiever.
She is. She's so on top of it.
Okay, so let's say you're taking your family out to dinner. Would you be better off, calories-wise, choosing the Applebee's grilled Dijon chicken and portobellos with herbed potatoes and seasonal vegetables, or the Chili's Guiltless Grill tomato and basil pasta?
That's a tough call for me because I don't like Dijon or mushrooms. So,
I would be picking either of
and
these
you've never gone out to
dinner.
Eat with me. I'm very picky. Everything's special ordered. So,
me too.
I am not okay. I
don't know. I'll go with the Chili's Guiltless because I'm thinking.
Yeah, I'll go
that's
the other way. I'll take the opposite just to be the way that I am.
Devil's advocate.
Yes.
Okay, Lee, you are correct. It's the
there
chicken.
There you go. Nice.
Applebee's has a new menu with some items all under 550 calories, and that is one of them. So
550 now is like a normal amount for dinner. Is everybody okay with that? 550?
That's a healthy count.
Sounds like
for,
a pretty big
do you think that's
number.
A, too much?
Yeah, well, yeah. I think that's an Applebee's okay number for dinner, but I'm sure it's better than most of the things that they have on their menu.
Well, 550. I mean, what's the amount of calories that a person should be eating a day approximately? Like 1,500, 1,600?
1,500 to 2,000, right?
Yeah, I think so.
But if you're trying to lose weight, it has to be less than what you need.
Right. Well,
right. To keep.
So 550, I guess if you're eating three meals a day and each meal's 550, then you'll get to your 1,650.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people
so that's
doing
no
like
snacks.
That.
That's
yeah. And no bread or chips or all that other stuff while you're at that restaurant, which you know is not or drinking any calories.
Right.
Good luck with that.
No apple juice.
Yeah, forget that. That vitamin C enriched apple juice.
The apple juice.
That's
splurged.
Out.
Yeah, that's totally out.
So
okay.
So what's your commentary on this Applebee's? It sounds like you're trying to stir something
so you
up, think Carla.
The Applebee's light menu is better than the Chili's.
Guilt-free.
Oh, I'm not trying to stir up anything, Lee.
I think you are starting some trouble here. We're going to get all of a sudden some unhappy Chili's Twitter posts.
Oh, no way. I am not stirring any trouble. I think that it's good that restaurants are offering healthy options. I'm not 100% for this whole Taco Bell diet thing, but I think that you know, nobody's going to eat at home every day of their life, so having some options that are decent, I mean, they might not be perfect, and they might not be how I would make it, but having some better options is always good.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, because Dr. Fitness and I were having a conversation about this. I think that the drive-through diet from Taco Bell is a great idea, because, like you said, why not give people some
options.
Healthy choice? Because, you know, you
they're going
to
do it anyway.
Exactly.
So.
Like, if I was going to Taco Bell, which I haven't been to Taco Bell since probably college.
I haven't been since college.
If all they've done is just say, here's a taco without cheese, basically, that's all their guilt.
Right.
You know, their drive-thru is, you know, no sour cream or cheese or any of the fat stuff.
All the
so
fat
just thing. Meat in a tortilla, basically, is what
right.
you get.
Right, little
so
Atkins-y
for a couple,
type.
a couple hundred calories, you know. you're good to go.
Yeah.
So I don't have a problem with that. You have a problem with that, Carla? Is that what you're saying?
I don't think that I have a problem with it. I just think that they're not telling me everything in their commercials where they say, you know, that she went on this diet. I'm sure that there was a lot more to it than just eating at Taco Bell.
Well, they do. If you read the fine print, it says, like, she exercised, like, you know, 30 hours a week or something. Like, it was some crazy. I think it's a tongue-in-cheek diet, drive-through diet.
Because it's such,
thing.
Like, a different spin on what you traditionally think of
Right, because everybody
Taco
hates
Bell,
Taco Bell.
And
I mean, everybody knows that,
yeah,
it's, like,
you go to Taco Bell,
cheap, crappy food.
Gorge on, high-calorie.
Right. But did you see, I think that something a little more controversial is Jared from Subway has put on, like, all his weight back.
No, I didn't see that. Because that's exactly what I was thinking when you were talking about fine print. Because he also wasn't just Subway. I mean, they did a perfect job of painting that as the story. So he's gotten fat again.
He gained, like, 20 or 40 pounds, I think. I think he gained 40 pounds, and then now he's working his way back down.
Yeah, he didn't gain all of it back, but he gained some of it back. I just read about it in People, actually. Sadly, I am a subscriber.
People?
And they
Carla.
Were,
Carla, how embarrassing.
Come on. You should say it was your roommate's People magazine. It wasn't yours. It's your roommate.
Yes, I read it in the doctor's office.
There you go.
No, but he says he's now 221 pounds, and he got down to 190, and he just wasn't weighing himself, and he was, you know, going back to his old ways a little bit and giving himself some slack. But now he's going to sign up for a marathon and lose weight for his wedding.
Oh, he's getting married. Is he marrying that chick from the Taco Bell ad?
I think that he's marrying a teacher.
Good one. So do guys feel the same kind of pressure that women do to slim down for the wedding? I mean, that's sort of funny. You don't normally hear, I'm getting in shape for my wedding.
Got to fit in that tux.
Get in shape for your bachelor party, maybe. But
yeah, you know what's funny? When I got married, I didn't have any of those thoughts about, I got to lose weight. But now that I'm older and I'm looking back at those pictures, I'm like, wow, I was really heavy.
I should have gotten in better shape for that wedding.
So, you know,
I'm sure you weren't.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's after the fact. The pictures, that's to me. When Adam and I had the gym, we would get so many clients after weddings and after events that had pictures taken of them, and they're like, I can't believe how fat I am.
Wow. Well, the pictures is, I mean, that's what you hear from so many people, is what puts them over the edge when they see a picture. And I think that's why everybody gets so excited about losing weight. It's the idea of getting to that after picture.
Right. I mean, but like they want to fast forward, you know.
Right.
But now with Photoshop, do you really have to work that hard?
Can't you just stick your head on somebody else's body? There's your picture.
Right. Like why take those risky surgeries, you know? Just Photoshop yourself.
I even hire a photographer. Just Photoshop it in, right?
You know, just a little trimming here and there. Look, they do it in every magazine cover, right?
Well, sometimes they do.
Come on, Carla. What's your major? You're journalism. You know this.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Come on. Investigative reporting? Or these people really don't look like this?
Well, a lot of the time, like, I've been paying quite a bit of attention to this because Shape magazine said that they don't airbrush. And
that's like their policy? I mean, that is sort of, I understand Glamour or Vogue or something like that where they're not selling the fitness. But yeah, if I bought a fitness magazine and I found out
that they're
these girls don't really look like that, that would make me mad.
Yeah, it's interesting, though, because, I mean, they all look like they have about the same abs, so they must be doing the same workout or something. I don't know. Or maybe they, like, do some of the tan line, like, airbrushing thing. I don't know.
Right, you can paint on the abs. Like, with the different shading.
I don't know. Or maybe they're just all really fit. Good for them.
Yeah, we know that's not true, Carla. That's just
okay.
Now, all right.
Now, Carla, you're in journalism school, so they don't even go into this at all about, like, you know, you're going to get a job at one of these big magazines. They don't teach you how to airbrush and how to, like, hide this stuff.
Well, that's not exactly my expertise area. I'm sure that the design. Students in the journalism school do Photoshop practice. I'm not sure if it's definitely for human touching up purposes, okay. But
now,
I don't know how to do it.
Is there anything happening at college, like for kids, that we should know about? You know, what's happening trend-wise? What are you guys doing in your – do you have, like, the Iowa State gym that you all go to, or you go to a local gym there? Anything happening?
Yes, we have a school gym. They're starting a new training program for TRX. Have you guys heard about that?
No. What's that?
No,
have you?
No.
What's that?
It's like a you use your body weight to train, and it's like these kind of, like, cords that you use and you attach to, you know, like, I don't know, like a door or something like that, and you can use your body weight to kind of like do push-ups while your feet are hanging in these, like,
it sounds like those old-fashioned,
like, pulley things,
right?
That
is it a pulley thing? Because they used to have those, like, infomercials like 30
like,
years ago.
Yeah, in the
70s. It's sort of like a pulley thing. It's like these ropes with, like, rings on the bottom, you know, so that you can put your hands or your feet in there, and I don't know, they're supposed to be good, but I've never tried them.
Not yet? You're going to go try it? Investigate for us?
I think I might have to. I got P90X for Christmas, too, so I'm going to be...
What is that? Is that some code? What does P90X mean?
It's, you've probably seen it on the infomercials, but I hear it's good from people who have tried it online, but it's one of those progressive DVD programs where you...
Oh, I have seen that infomercial. Yeah. What is it like? Have you tried it yet? You got it for Christmas. You better have taken it out of the box by now.
It's a month later.
Carla, what have you been doing?
I've been finishing up another one that I have from Kathy Friedrich that's like a shock training system or strength training system or something like that. It's pretty much the same thing, but it's longer. And I'm going to compare the two and see which one I like.
It sounds like a good blog post.
Yes, I've been enjoying that. You should really interview her sometime.
Well, get her on the show. Come on, Carla. Add that to your to-do list.
I will do.
Well, Carla, we're running out of time, and thank you so much for that quiz. And it's now obvious that I'm definitely the smartest person in the room. Thank you for that.
It was a close game, though.
It wasn't that obvious.
And say that I beat Dr. Fitness, too, when you post this. Because he got none right. As according to my count, he got zero right.
That is an accurate count. You're right.
So he actually came in third. So Elizabeth is the second smartest. Well, thank you so much.
There
you go. And where's the website for your blog?
It's healthfulbitesblog.com.
And then what's on that? What do you talk about?
Every Tuesday I post a workout video with the new workout moves or a circuit to try. Thursdays, I talk about health news, and then on the weekends, I talk about healthy food finds.
Now, you're doing the video of you exercising?
Yes.
Yeah.
Carla.
I clicked on it. She's good. Yeah, it's
Man,
really good. I like what you're doing. And then I also was reading about the healthy Cheez-Its, and I want to check those out because
yes,
I love Cheez-Its.
I have
Cheez-Its.
A giveaway on my blog,
yes,
so everybody
it's a great
needs to
giveaway.
Go and sign up.
Nice. Well, great job, Carla. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you.
And everybody be sure to go to healthfulbitesblog.com and check out what Carla's up to.
Have a great day, guys.
All right, take care.
You too.
You too.
Well, Elizabeth, that wraps up another action-packed
episode. It's been fun. I
feel
healthier already.
I know, don't you feel better? Now we'll go out and get a Whopper with cheese at Burger King.
I'm going through the Taco Bell drive-thru healthy style.
To lose some weight, go to the Taco Bell.
That's going to take a little getting used to.
It's just, I think they're doing it tongue-in-cheek. I think
so, too. I think, it's definitely gotten attention. People are talking about it. That's what marketing's
all
about.
It's all about, exactly. So where can people find out more about you?
They can check out my website at chicentrepreneur.com. And it's been a pleasure filling in today.
And everybody, remember, you can always go to drfitnessandthefatguy.com and learn everything that we're up to. And always remember that we make healthy living fun for everyone.